Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
We'll be free. Please wait.
Oh, Doug.
Mel Brothers.
Look at this one.
Let's slow things down just a bit.
And mountains that we must climb. I know every gain must have a loss.
I think I'd rather bottom to this.
I don't know.
We could see all of our show on a yacht just sailing off in the sunset.
Off we go.
We're disappearing in the shot, and this is playing in the background.
It's kind of relaxing music, isn't it?
It is.
Don Ho.
It's not Don Ho.
No, brother, baby.
Welcome to the very first ever IHOP 8 o'clock hour. New sponsor. Welcome aboard. Try IHOP's new spring menu featuring tasty classic chicken sandwiches and new cinnamon apple pecan pancakes. IHOP. IHOP has new pancake-inspired milkshakes as well. Try the new Cinnastack and Cupcake Shakes. House-made shakes at IHOP. Welcome aboard. New sponsor.
Happy to have them.
8 o'clock hour.
They had some stuff in yesterday. I tried the watermelon splasher. Have you ever had one of those? It's a drink.
I know how to treat you.
It's a blend of lemonade, lemon-lime soda, and watermelon syrup, and they put blueberries and watermelon in there. It was fantastic.
What time did they come in?
10.
How did I miss that?
Well, you missed it because you must have run out the door.
No, I did. I actually went in the kitchen.
They had all kinds of food in here.
That's where it was.
In the kitchen?
Yeah.
Like 10:08, I think.
They had two tables full of.
Not just pancakes. The exit strategy.
No, I went into the kitchen. I was going in to clean my coffee cup. I must have came right after I left.
Well, I guess they did. They brought lots of food, and man, it was good.
Didn't they ask what time Ziggy get off?
They didn't. Your name didn't come up.
Yeah, I did get an email. Or I guess I had it on my calendar saying, hey, IHOP bringing food in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I guess I put it on my calendar without even knowing.
I didn't get that email.
I had a fantastic grilled chicken sandwich. It had avocados on there and tomatoes. And, it was good.
Really good. Hoagie's 200 or two.
Slurp it down with a shake.
Can we talk about IHOP for a second?
I kind of wanted to hear about Tom Hoagie.
I didn't.
Unfortunately, Iggy brought it up.
I love IHOP.
Now we're back on IHOP when I wanted to hear about Tom Hoagie.
I used to eat there almost every once a week after bowling. We get done bowling because we didn't start bowling until later. We had a 8:30 league. By the time I was over, we said, let's go over to IHOP. So almost every week after bowling, we go to IHOP.
It's a good place to go. It's a great place to go when you want breakfast, like for dinner, too. You ever have one of those nights where you just feel like you want breakfast?
100%.
Once
6,
a
7
month,
o'clock
I feel like, at least.
Yeah, it's a perfect spot for that, too.
Well, we welcome aboard. 8 o'clock hour sponsor here on TMA. It's Friday, and for the very first IHOP 8 o'clock hour. Drops of the week, are they ready and aiming and firing?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
God bless America. Doug, it's time for the drop.
All right, then.
The week.
Hit the lever.
Morning after.
Drops of the week.
Yeah, you got to drop it like it's hot, Doug.
It's a wonderful drop.
Indeed it is.
Clip that off.
Clip that off.
Clip that
off.
Oh, the Sibian. Is that the machine that a person or a lady? Yeah, I would guess mostly a lady.
But we don't judge.
Right. Yeah. You know, if a gentleman wants to ride one, we support him on this show.
Yeah, I mean, you just beat the hell out of you.
Oh.
What do you know about me?
I forgot who Wolf was.
Hey, do you have muffins? Do you have muffins? Do you have muffins? Do you have muffins? I'm not driving around Maryland Heights looking for a Spunkmeyer.
Did you wash it down with some waffle fries, boy?
You always interrupt me when I'm interrupting.
Relaxing all the time is a direct ticket to poverty.
Oh, my husband wants to be cucked.
I told Tim I was going to reach out to Vern Lundquist, see if he'd come on and just talk about his final masters. Uh-huh. And I had to leave him a message. He hasn't called back, so.
Oh.
Teehee. Yeah, and I have proof that none of them play back-to-back. So, come on, Grundlehorts.
You ever play the Princess Fierce Adbot segment?
Oh, Bill.
I didn't expect Cletus to send me a video.
No. Well,
believe me, I know this isn't gold.
I think if you didn't do it, you just deny it. And if you did do it, you deny it anyway.
Okay, that's enough. You don't say go slow on this show.
This is a little technical, Plausi, so you may not know the answer.
I won't, but I'm ready to make it up.
I typed in Iggy, then I typed in Cuckold 1.
Poopy Butt McGilly.
I love Iggy. I want him to breed me.
That was Drops of the Week.
Oh. Drop. How did that sentence come out of your mouth?
I don't even remember that one.
How do any of them come to our mouths?
I really don't remember.
I like
that
one where I said, don't interrupt me when I'm interrupting.
I remember that one. That one's a good one. I do remember that one.
Well, it's hard at times not to interrupt when there's five of us here.
We're all talking. Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it, too.
Well, it was good that Terry Crouppen got to talk about Sibians on the show.
I feel bad for him.
I wonder if that's going to be in a new commercial.
Because he's such a wise old man, full of so much wisdom, has had such a distinguished career.
Well, the listeners, you might be surprised to hear this, were hating on him. And so he goes, fine, read them. I don't care. And so I read them, and then there were questions about Sibians, and that's how we arrived there. Mm.
Well, I hope he's still the sponsor.
You think he's going to pull the dollars?
He didn't pull it, did he?
As far as I know.
Okay, good.
As far as I know. Hey, we've got quotes from yesterday's news conference of the new Faurot Field Stadium upgrades. Jackson, are these of note?
Doug? Jackson!
Hey,
Murky!
Sorry about that. I was talking to a caller.
Oh, what do we got, another lady?
Stephanie from One Cardinal Way.
Well, let's have her on. Let's see what she's got to
Steve
say.
That's Steve from Ballpark Village.
No.
That's exactly who it is.
No, I think it does say Stephanie.
Stephanie,
on
One Cardinal Way, welcome to the Callier and Thompson phone lines. IHOP, 8 o'clock hour.
Hey, boys.
Oh, Doug. I feel my soft cow engorged.
You can see that's the Adam's apple.
Oh, boy. Actually, down here, like that, they have plans for three buildings.
Three more?
And I would say.
Or three total?
Every two bedroom in this place is rented, and the one bedrooms are going pretty quickly. And like when I go to the pool, I meet a ton of people who just moved to St. Louis. Like they're either doing a residency or, you know, they have a good professional job and they looked at all the high-end buildings, and this is the only one, you know, with, like, a bar and a pool, and you got the stadium there. And, you know, like, people from out of town are not scared to move in the building here. And I think, too, like, small-market teams like the Cardinals are just going to have to find new revenue streams, and this is a revenue stream for them. I mean,
yeah.
Things occupied. You know, there's a lot of people here.
I'm sure there's people that move here from New York, Chicago, L.A., and walk around St. Louis and think, what do you mean this is dangerous? This is nothing. Get on a subway in New York once and tell me how dangerous St. Louis feels.
If we just have, you know, bad numbers. I mean, like really, it's just, I've never had a problem down here. You know, as long as you can securely park your car, I think you're better off in the city. But, you know, and they're not stopping renting them. I mean, people are renting them. And I went on a Monday night, and I know you guys laugh about it, but families come here for spring break to go to the Arch. It's crazy. There's hundreds of people walking around downtown during spring break. Now, once 8 o'clock hits, it's desolate, but if there's not a game or something, but it is. I went down to Salt and Smoke to pick up a to-go order on a Monday night, nothing going on, and there was a half hour wait.
Really?
Yeah, it was amazing to me. I mean, even someone who lives here, I when I come home, you know, during the day, like from appointments or something, there's always people walking around the arch grounds, and it's families. Saw a nice little Pentecostal family walking home from the arch the other day.
And how do you know they were Pentecostal?
The gal was wearing a long denim skirt and had, you know, bad hair that was really long, and they just looked really religious too.
Isn't that like Amish?
No, they weren't. You know, there's, you can tell, like, Amish people wear, like, the, my son called it when he was really little. He said, look, Dad, there's some pilgrims.
Oh.
And they look like that. But the Pentecostals have, the gal always has long, like, braided hair and then wears a long denim skirt because they can't show off their legs or something. I don't know. I don't know the whole behind the scenes on that.
Steve, I know you and Mr. Licks have a rapport, but he just texted in. What a dumbass comment. Quote, as long as you can park in a secure garage. Does he realize 99% of garages downtown aren't secured? That's from Mr. Licks.
I'm saying I park in a secure garage. You Mr. know, Licks, there's I the mean, we have security 24 hours a day. I don't think it's a dumbass comment. I'm saying either you buy a house with a garage where you can secure your car in there and live in the city, or you have a garage like ours where you have security 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me a dumbass.
Oh my gosh, it's
going to be tense at the Jennings Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship in 9 days at Gateway National.
And another thing on that, how about no caddies whatsoever?
Iggy, no caddies. Thursday?
It's going to take long enough already. It's not that serious of an event.
It's a pretty serious event.
It's a Shishawali tournament in nature.
Oh, God. I mean, one person is going to win $2,500, right?
That's correct.
And really, everybody else is going to lose money because you have to pay, you know, a greens fee every time. So let's calm it down a bit. No caddies. It takes long enough anyway to get 32 twosomes out there, you know? No caddies.
Iggy, no caddies? You like that idea?
Well, he's not the commissioner, so.
I mean, no, I don't think so, but I mean, I just think it's a stupid idea. That's a dumbass idea, to have caddies.
Well, some guys just like coming out and hanging out and watching the tournament and walking the course.
How many?
It doesn't take any longer. Well,
whoever advances to the next round can do whatever the hell they want, but for that day, I don't think there should be any caddies.
Well, how long is it going to take? A guy's going to be just with you.
Well, you got to wait for his wings. He has to walk all the way down.
Well, and then, you know, people line up putts anyway and probably take too long on that. And then if they have the caddy there, they're going to consult with him. I just think it's a bad idea.
And I think
if all 64 players had caddies, it'd be horrendous.
And don't forget about the caddy add to the cheating element. Oh, go down and find my ball.
Yeah. Oh, here it is.
Oh, here it is. Hey, my caddy found it. What did it say? A hit? Whatever it is. Yep. Taylor Maiden. That's what I was hitting.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that day, though. It looks like the day before, it's like 76. So as long as that wind stays down, Jesus, that was bad last year.
But your game is in good shape now, I understand.
No, it's erratic. I mean, I played Highlands. I only played 5 holes yesterday because the rain came in, and some dork in front of us who was playing his high school match he was horrendous. It was really bad. But,
Horton Watkins?
They were really slow.
Horton Watkins player?
I don't want to say what school because I called him a dork, but I mean, it was a private school in St. Louis. Mm. But maybe they were playing against Ledoux. I'm not sure. But it was a different school, but he was really bad and like looked for his ball for like 10 minutes one time, and then we couldn't finish because of the rain. So
don't you get 3 minutes to look for your ball before it's a penalty? Is that the rule?
Two. That is the rule.
Isn't it two?
It's three.
Three. Okay.
We may have said two on the air a few weeks ago, and somebody who's with the rules or St. Louis Metro Amateur said it's three.
That's not very long.
How about hitting in the fairway, Doug? Huh?
Well, yeah.
Worsenwood's Wacko says it's a public course hosting a bunch of pores and a janitor named Mr. Licks. No caddies. Worsenwood's Wacko has just issued a statement.
Okay, I guess none.
I wouldn't be that aggressive with it, but no caddies. But I do like the Wacko. I've been with the Wacko and Licks at different points.
Do they have anything in common?
I would say a lot of it. I would say Licks, it's probably more of an act what he does, but Wacko, I think, is the genuine. Like, what he says is real. But
Wacko's not a fan of Licks.
I would say the Wacko, if they would compare sheets, I think would win financials. He seems like he has it, just the way he talks and the way he's been and grew up and things he talks about. But I haven't really hung out with Licks for more than an hour. Like, I played a whole round of golf with the Wacko. I enjoyed both of them. I mean, I've never really met anybody from this show that listened to the show that's been a bad person or anything. They're all real good people and nice and in public and everything. And I know people kind of trash each other on the show. But, like, those two, I think Licks would give in and kind of be nice, and Wacko wouldn't. But maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I know either one of them.
Hello?
I don't think I know either one of them.
I was at the pool the other day, and one of the young gals at the pool was talking to, and she goes, yeah, I met somebody the other day. Like, she's single. So she met somebody out, and they were kind of talking, I guess, hitting on each other or whatever. And she told him where she lived, and he goes, oh, do you know – I'll say my name. Do you know Steve Sauter? He's Stephen Wildwood. And she's like, what? What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And he goes, yeah, he lives there. And she goes, yeah, I know him. I'm friends with him. But what are you talking about? How do you know him? And she's like, he's like trying to explain to her the radio show and all that stuff.
Surprised she wasn't familiar with it.
Yeah, stunning.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. She doesn't listen to the show for some reason. I don't know why not.
KG in O-Town has spoken. You know him as Chairman Kurt. He says, oh, I'm sorry, Wacko. I didn't realize you had anything to do with this tournament. Get your shine box. Licks and I need our shoes touched up. That's KG in O-Town, also known as Chairman Kurt.
Well, Steve said the same thing about no caddy, but you're just going to go after Wacko?
Chairman Kurt?
Hey, I don't think I'd go down that road with you. You do the same thing with other people, too. You kind of go after some people for some things, nobody for other things. Whatever.
Uh-oh.
Gosh, he's about 10% crestfallen right now.
Round one.
Oh, I do have a question for Iggy, actually. Okay. Before the show, they were talking about this book that you have notes on, you know, about the radio.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be morbid, but, like, if you passed away, do you have something in place where you could email, like, that Word document to Tim so we could, like, put it out there and talk about it on the show or something, or somebody, maybe not Tim, maybe Doug or somebody.
I'm sure somebody wants to go through my computer, they would find it.
What is the word? I'm sorry, I'm not sure what this document you're talking about is.
He said he has a Word document where he puts all this, you know, when he thinks about something, he writes it down, like, in the Word document.
Oh, really? Like, you're journaling?
It's just in a folder. I don't know what I titled it, Iggy's book, maybe. And if I think of something, I just open that folder up, type some more stuff in, and close it out.
Read it at your eulogy.
Sounds like this book is really coming along.
Can you put something in place where it would be released, or if you're comfortable with it? I mean, I don't know if you want that out there anyway.
Who's the executor of your will, so we can talk to them about
maybe... Somebody else is going to have to write it, obviously.
I will write it.
Well, not write it. I mean, just have the notes and kind of give a synopsis.
I mean, I just scribbled notes. I don't tell the whole story.
So you haven't typed this out?
No, because I know what the story is. So if I think of something, I go, oh, Klabe's talking about Ric Flair. I'll know what that story's about, but that's all it's going to say.
Oh, I thought it had, like, notes. You made it sound like when you said it, you had a Word document where you put all these, like,
no, I'm not writing
stories.
I probably should have a Word document. It's just a folder that I just type stuff in, and then if I ever do it, I can go back and look at all the notes, and I know what the stories are about.
Oh, all right. I had it wrong then, but no big deal. But what was I going to say? I can't even remember what I was going to say now. Damn it. I got off track.
Well, it was a good call for a while there.
Yeah. It was.
You were talking about Wacko and Licks, and you think Wacko has it, Licks doesn't. And then I tailed off.
Yeah.
I forgot what you said after that.
I don't know. I think I got a message. Maybe it's from Licks sometimes. But, all right, whatever.
Man, this is like a Steven Matt start. It's like it's so hot, and then you get to the fifth, it's like, Jesus.
Maybe you should take
this. And then I went to Maryland Heights, and I was looking for a muffin place, and I drove to a quick one, and they didn't have the muffins. And then I went to the next place, and they didn't have the muffins.
Yeah. We've all had head injuries, and they take their toll after a while.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, when's your next vacation? Next week?
Gosh, it's coming up soon. Jeez, it's been a week.
Are you taking a day off after the Fan Pen Club Championship?
I'm
going to
need a couple days. Yeah. Couple three.
Is anybody going down tonight to the Grateful Dead night at the ballpark?
I don't have any plans to do that. Are you going to go to the game?
Jake Slag playing on the Budweiser rooftop there. And Iggy, I'll bring him April 28th. I've got one bobblehead, and then tonight I'll get the other bobblehead. From when you voted for me for the email of the day. You want me to give them to you now, or you want me to wait till I get all five and give them to you?
What are we going to do? They're for Gobble Bowl, correct?
Yeah, whatever. You said you wanted them.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. That's fine, buddy.
Now, I suppose there's a concert at Busch, you can just sit outside your place there and take the whole thing in without paying. You can't.
The stage faces the other way.
Oh.
So, I mean, you can kind of feel it all. Like, the Morgan Wallen, the chair thrower guy, when he came down here, it was something else. I mean, the talent, I've never seen so much talent downtown. It was like going to the Ole Miss tailgate times 1,000.
Really?
I mean, hot gals everywhere, and he's a big Tennessee fan, so the sluttiest Peyton Manning Tennessee jerseys you've ever seen, they slutted it up. It was so great. And wearing the cowboy boots, but most of them are like, none of them grew up near the country. If you want to see some really dirty country people from the rural areas.
Sounds great. Sounds fabulous.
Walk around downtown for the motocross event.
Oh God.
It's interesting. A lot of cowboy boots.
Beer Cat says, Steve, I don't know what's going on here, but Beer Cat says that he's back, by the way.
Yeah, I thought he left. Yeah.
That D-bag Licks can meet me at Starbucks the next time he calls Steve a dumbass. That's my guy. You hate on him, you meet me, the final boss.
Oh. Well, he's big enough to be the final boss.
He's a good person to have on your side, I will say.
Yeah.
He would destroy Licks. I mean, Jesus.
Can you text in Bearcast and let us know why you're back after you said you were leaving, you were done?
A lot of people say they're leaving. I do get more work done when you tell stories. They kind of ramble on, just like my calls. Here's what I was going to say. Iggy, when he was in Springfield, you ran like the Rome. He used to call them monkeys or something like for Rome or something like that. Jim Rome. And they used to have this take-a-thon or whatever. You smack off, they called it. You had to call in with your takes.
Yeah.
And Iggy recorded his take and played it for his call instead of doing it live so he wouldn't forget anything. And Rome called you out on it. I remember that for some reason. Do you remember that, Iggy?
Yeah, it's old news.
Oh, wow.
15% crestfallen.
Doug. Crestfallen? I mean, it's a well-known story. I didn't tape it because I forgot my takes. I did it because I was asked to do it.
Who asked you to do it?
Producer, Jay Stu.
Doug, Jay Stu.
Jay Stu.
Wasn't it called the Smack Off?
No, it wasn't. It was just a regular. I've been calling for like 4 months because I was waiting until my lease was up because I'd already been fired, but I was collecting insurance or unemployment. So then I was going back home.
Oh, this is when you weren't even working at the station anymore.
Yeah, I'd been fired, and I was collecting unemployment, and I was waiting until my unemployment and my lease on my apartment would be up at the same time. And then I already had a job at 1380 when I came home. So I just said, you know, I've always wanted to call Rome. I have good takes. I got nothing else to do now. I was never going to be a guy that calls a radio show when I'm working at a radio station.
So you just, are us.
He just loved my calls.
I don't know about that, but
he did. He said, thank God he's on.
During that time frame, I listened to Rome during that time frame, and I remember you from that. Iggy, I remember that. That's funny. But I was going to go on to the Battle Hawks, too.
Okay, let's move on to them.
First, okay, I've been to several games.
Have you?
I'm a season ticket holder. I used to like when people would say that. I'm a season ticket holder. Yeah. It started out as a crown key and an FU to the NFL. But it's just a fun event, and it's so affordable. I put my tickets on for this weekend because I can't go. And in like 5 minutes, they sold on Ticketmaster. I don't think they'll get 40 again. I think they'll get in the 30s, though.
Well, okay. Doug? Time will tell.
There's a lot of people who like to go. It's just really fun, and everybody's into it. You can stand, and people don't yell at you. You know, they like the last game I went to, they stood like the whole first half.
Yeah, is that a good
thing? And I was in like section 100.
Okay.
Doug, you should go to a game.
Well, I actually prefer to sit. But if you know, if in a big moment, sure, you get up in a big moment. I don't like to stay in the whole game.
Yeah, I think that'll ease up a little bit. But okay. I think we're in first place, right? Or tied for first?
No, I have to check the standings on that one.
Come on, you should. No, it's a fun event. The only thing is, like, a lot of people notice this and put it on Facebook too. But like the motocross event was a week before, mm-hmm. and they like did a half-assed job of wiping off the seats, and all the seats were so dirty. Like my jeans and my sweatshirt were like had dirt all over them from sitting in the seat.
I did see pictures of that. Pretty
disgusting, but you know, you can't have everything. Doug.
No, I guess it's a chore to clean up 60,000 seats for sure. But you'd think they'd still try to do it.
And I've been to almost every city game, too, and I've had as much fun at every Battlehawks game as I did at all the city games. I mean, it's a similar, like, festive environment.
How about the Cardinal games? Where do they rate?
They're boring. I mean, it's fun in the 703 Club. Sorry, Clousy.
Yeah.
It's just different, you know.
You consider it the 703 Look At Me Club? Plowsy,
it is kind of not that, you know, because it's affordable, so you get some, you know, you don't get, like, there's a lot of fats in there, because it's all inclusive, you know, but the food they had,
all
like,
night.
They had shrimp cocktail and, like, homemade pizza. Plowsy would go to town. Like,
he'd love it.
Plowsy, it's worth it for you. Find a weird game, like, where they're playing a crappy team, and it's only like $85, and go there, and you would love it, Clousy.
The problem is, like, we're the crappy team now, right? Like,
watch it.
So I get the Rocky come to town.
We are in last place, but I'm saying, like, when they play the Cubs, it's expensive. When they play the Marlins, it's not expensive. Or when they play, you know, let's say they played the A's at home or somebody, it wouldn't be as expensive.
Any food option for me at a game is a home run.
This has the best of everything. Like, they have cookies and brownies and everything, and then they have, like, this homemade pizza. Then you can get a burger or a dog, or you can get a Caesar salad and a shrimp cocktail. It's nice, and they just put the food right out, too. You don't have to order it or anything. You just grab it.
Yeah.
They got, they don't have the premium liquors. They have, like, Amsterdam vodka, which is probably, you know, what, is that a level below Tito's, maybe? But it's fine. I mean, they got all the beers and all that stuff, so. But it's good.
Yeah, for one price, you could, like, go out and eat dinner and watch the Cardinal game at the same time.
I mean, if you're going to go in and stay in there for 4 hours, you might as well do all-inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Doug? Unless they serve beer past the seventh inning.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Doug, you go to a lot of games, but you never call me.
Yeah, why don't you
call me? What am I supposed to do? Just show up at your front door?
Yeah, well, some people do.
What? You have a doorman?
I don't mind it.
Is there a doorman for
a doorman. You got to get through the doorman.
Yeah, look at that. It's very Manhattan.
If you go to the front desk and say, I want to see Steve Sauter, they would say, let me call him and see if he'll let you up.
Really? And then I just show up at the front door, and then what?
Well, like, come in. You can watch from the balcony. You could have some snacks. Usually have snacks around here.
Do you? Really?
And then a beer. I don't know. You don't drink much, Doug.
No.
You do like non-alcoholic drinks. We got some of those around here.
Okay. Yeah.
If you tell me you're coming, I'll buy you some Arnie Palmer's.
Arnold Palmer,
are you off of those?
Well, I've cut back because of all the sugar with the lemonade, but I still drink one every now and then. Sure.
I'd give you one or two, and then you could bring old Gordy up here.
Yeah.
We got toys.
Okay.
Yeah, we got toys around. We got grandkids and stuff. By the way, I got six now, Doug, and one on the way.
Really? That's fun, isn't it?
Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm. You seem awfully young to have six grandkids already.
53. My wife's turning 60 this year, so she's a little older. But I started early, too.
That's still pretty young to have six grandkids, seems to me.
It is.
You're lucky, so you'll still be able to enjoy them while you can move around and play with
them. Right. For sure.
Okay.
Steve, I've enjoyed the phone call. Doug has enjoyed the phone call.
You didn't fall asleep, did you, Tim?
No, it was a wonderful conversation. We need to break to close out the very first IHOP 8 o'clock hour and then set the stage for the Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour, which will include the design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day. And then are you going to leave a mic drop today? Anything to be upset about?
I might. You know what I'm trying to do? I think I'll probably do something this weekend, depending on how they play. I can't do it today. The last one I did was so long. It was like, you got to keep it to one thought. If I do two different takes, then it takes, a lot out of me. I start squealing at the end of it.
Oh, gosh.
Like a little pig. Mm. But I tell you what, IHOP is probably one of the smartest companies. There's a lot of fat people that I meet to listen to this show.
You don't have to be fat to eat at IHOP.
It helps.
I love IHOP.
Definitely helps.
I love pancakes. Who doesn't love pancakes?
Well, yeah, they have a lot more than just pancakes.
Love you, boys. I hope you take a little nappy today, Tim, all right?
I got to go ball striking. I'm playing with the Wacko.
Oh, look at you over at Algonquin.
Yeah, and since he knows that I got up at 2:30 today, he's trying to pair me with somebody and play for a high amount of money, knowing that I'm damaged goods.
Damaged goods. Well,
it's going to be tough to be effective.
There's a lot of people in our building who do cocaine. You want me to hook you up?
Yeah, do a key bump.
Really? That's legal?
All right, buddy.
I think it is. Thank you, Steve. Doug, there he is. That's
you
Chairman
Steve. You guys have
Steve.
A good day. Can't wait till the 28th.
Yeah,
that's
my favorite to win, the Jennings Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship.
I just don't know. I can't consider anybody's a favorite who's got a high handicap.
Yeah.
I just think they'll wilt when the pressure comes.
So you think Stephen Wildwood doesn't have the backbone to wear the Navy sport coat?
Well, I just think if you're an 18 to 20 handicap, sooner or later you're going to run into a lot of bad holes.
But the question is,
not hit the putts.
Is, like right now, I'm a 3.7, but and today especially, I'll probably play like a 10. And Stephen Wildwood might be an 18, but he's trending and might be more like a 12 or 13. And that's that delta. There's that delta of six strokes. And he's got that on his opponent. That's the key. If you're an 18, but you're playing like a 12, now you've got a big advantage. And I think that's where Stephen Wildwood, because he's been playing a lot, and he's really into it.
Well,
he's got the time to work on his game. He's got a commitment to it. And that's why he's the favorite.
I don't know how many 18s are playing like 12s, but I suppose it's possible.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Great 17-minute call breaking down the style of pizza sold at Cardinal games. Can't wait to hear it 48 times this weekend when the skeleton glitches. Thanks. That's from the Coalition.
I'm not even listening, so I don't even care.
What do you mean you're not listening?
I heard skeleton and got, like, cold sweat.
What are you doing over there?
I'm doing more important things,
like
honestly.
What?
Checking my fantasy team.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
That was Michael Gersh.
Gersh.
I love that whole deal. That's
they're at the bottom of the barrel, and we're looking to salvage this season. It's early, though.
The team name was switched to Michael Gersh in our league.
Kind of how we're playing. Invisible, not really knowing what we're doing.
If you do bad in fantasy sports in the early weeks, you lose hope and you lose
I'm
interest in the whole
all.
Year, and then you just become an absentee owner. You don't want that to happen to you. Hang in there. You're making
That's
deals now. Look at those thumbs. You're making deals now.
I'm messaging a team or a member to see if we can get a trade done.
Wow. Deals are getting done.
Yeah, who are you trying to pick up over there? I shouldn't talk to you. You're very busy.
I can't. Well, I can't reveal who I'm trying to pick up because then somebody else is going to snipe it with a better deal.
Okay.
I got to be very sneaky about this.
Okay.
Colby's not happy with the show. This is the big fright.
The show I listened to 8 years ago.
That's what he's thinking.
Just waiting for it.
You've pretty much had it with the listeners, haven't you?
Not all of them. Most of them are actually great.
Yeah.
It's that very vocal minority that does get you some time.
Right.
But I think this guy isn't going to be angry.
Colby, he has retracted the message from the YouTube chat. I guess he deleted the message. You can delete the message. That's interesting. I didn't know you could do that.
See what I do? Like, I try to tame it a little bit. Like, I feel like the Reddit thread ain't going to be tamer moving forward. Mm-hmm. Fan page might be
Did you go back or are you done?
Like I said, I tucked the kids into bed the other night. You know, made myself a nice hot cocoa before. I think we're good. I think they're common ground to be found there.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
Mr. Sider says he's going to bring three caddies now. Steve, you cannot use any of them. That's Mr. Sider.
No.
I think it'd be funny to, have a caddy to second guess the original caddy, and then the other caddy
arguing
the tees and balls. Yeah.
No, the caddies can't ride in the carts, right?
No, you get
it's not
going to
be enough carts.
And only one guy can carry the bags.
Usually I walk, but I got to play quickly on Sunday, which isn't fair to Iggy or Mr. Licks or the Pope. So I don't know how I'm going to handle that. If I'm not closed out or I haven't closed out the Pope by like 3:30, I'm going to have to bolt. So...
4 hours, we're on the front.
I know, but we're the first group to go off, so I don't know. You don't know what's out in front of you, you know? So I'd hate to WD, Doug. I'd hate to WD.
Well, don't.
Plowsy has turned the Reddit thread into a simp fest. The angry fat sads have gone into hiding on their 4chan.
I told you that's what would happen.
You cleaned them out?
Hey, maybe for now, not for probably the foreseeable future, but like that's
what
I
Doug's
was.
Doug's account, John Loves Bonbons. Is that what you go by, John?
Yeah.
Loves
that was my entire point when I started this venture, call it a venture, hobby. I don't know. It's like people with no repercussions will say and do the most hateful, asinine, ridiculous things on the planet because there's nobody else, and then they got their other 4 or 5. You know, human centipedes sad that they just suckle off each other's teeth. So they got, positive reinforcement coming from the other sads going, oh, yeah, that's a great comment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then when somebody, comes in and slaps back at them, they can't handle it. And so their little secret, private little, friars group club that they have going on is now infiltrated by normal human beings who are going to call them out on their crap. And now they're just going to go into hiding. That's what happens. I will fall on the sword and take one for the team so other people don't have to deal with it.
Doug, this is an honorable man right here.
Yeah, it's like you've come in and turned on the light switch and the cockroaches are now scrambling for the dark.
Yeah, it's Robin Hood, baby. Hey, you're told.
Clip that off. All right, we'll close out the very first ever IHOP 8 o'clock hour. Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour coming your way. And then Jackson has prepared a smorgasbord for the Little Piddles Friday six-shooter. You're going to earn your keep today. Oh, yeah, you're going to earn your keep.
Yes, sir.
Give Doug an indication of what one of the questions is going
to
sound
like. Yeah, I'd
like
to hear.
Definitely have some stuff on the Board of Curators news conference yesterday.
Oh, boy. I didn't really get a chance to.
Board of Curators news conference.
Oh, I got some audio along with that as well.
On the stadium?
I asked Gabe about that. I don't know what Gabe wrote about it. I just know that Gabe wasn't really as enthused maybe as some are taking that to be.
Yeah, my stuff is more along the lines of like the AD search and football season next year.
Boy, Jackson, I don't know.
Don't you have an NBA take you could throw?
Yeah, maybe that might be better.
What are the Pelicans
up to? Give me the green light, and I can absolutely do
so
that.
So can you break down like a mock draft? I know this is probably one of the worst drafts in NBA in the last 15 years.
Yeah,
supposedly.
Scouts are not high on it. All right, well, scrap that one, and then keep pressing.
Now we'll keep pressing. The show just got gutted.
Is that stuff? Doug Armstrong talk yesterday, some stuff there, some Cardinal stuff.
Do you have one of those macro questions? All you need to do is light my tiny little fire, and then it turns into an inferno.
I'm working. I guess.
There a deer, Deidre? We can.
Yeah, maybe I can just drink Deidre.
I'm gonna keep my nose to the grindstone here.
Okay. There it is, Doug.
Keep grinding away.
I'm excited.
All right, we'll close out the IHOP 8 o'clock hour. Design, air, heating, and cooling email today coming your way at 9:45. The Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour on the other side of the break here on TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.